When First Lady Michelle Obama went to Saudi Arabia this week to pay respects to the late Saudi King Abdullah, she appeared without a headscarf or veil. In Saudi Arabia, local women are required to cover up. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is not known for embracing what comes out of the Obama White House, sent out a tweet. It read, "Kudos to the First Lady for standing up for women and refusing to wear the Sharia-mandated headscarf in Saudi Arabia. Nicely done." The Washington Post ran this headline, "Make no mistake, Michelle Obama just made a bold political statement in Saudi Arabia." Well, maybe. Jackie Lydon is founder of The Seams, an occasional series on fashion as culture on NPR. Jackie, this is what they're saying in America about the First Lady's choice not to wear a headscarf in Saudi Arabia. What are they saying in Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Of course, we don't know everything they're saying in Saudi Arabia. But what I'm struck by, Lisa, is how much more we appear to be making of it in this country than in parts of the Islamic world. There has been a hashtag with an Arabic name if you want to comment on Michelle Obama's attire. But really, the big news is on this side of the world. And I think it's because this is a particularly sensitive moment in time with U.S.-Saudi relations, and that is part of the reason that this is framed so, if you will, dramatically.
There is precedent, though, for diplomatic sartorial protocol in a Muslim country. There are first ladies, including Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton, who did not wear headscarves when they went to Saudi Arabia. Hillary Clinton did not wear one, we should say, as Secretary of State. Neither did Madeleine Albright and Condoleezza Rice. So we can argue that Americans have short memories when it comes to some things, but could it be argued that the issue is getting even more controversial and not less?
I think that what can be argued is that this, as I said, comes at a really sensitive moment. We haven't had the succession of a Saudi monarch in decades. We have just gone through terror in Paris. We are on sort of visual alert. You know, sometimes people say they don't care about fashion. They don't care about clothing. And I think our reaction to this shows that we care quite a lot because items of apparel speak a lot. The veil is not just another item of apparel. Whether you wear it or not, whether you are a head of state or not, it communicates a message. If she had worn it, there would have been many, many, many more questions. As you said, the precedent had already been set. This was a diplomatic function, not a mosque. So she was doing what was entirely culturally representative and appropriate.
Okay, and take that a little further. If indeed she had worn the headscarf, which is not required, what do you suspect the reaction would have been then?
I think it would have been very, very confusing, and it would have run the gamut from she was trying to be respectful to a sort of a right-wing fringe that has always insisted that President Barack Obama is somehow a secret Muslim, a thoroughly discredited notion in every quarter, of course. And for her to appear in this, especially, remember, this was an impromptu trip. The monarch died. King Abdullah died. So, therefore, she did exactly the right thing. Some of the Saudi diplomats actually shook hands with her. That's another taboo. She is, by rights, a foreign dignitary visiting at a state occasion. So if she had decided to, in the middle of all this, it would have been sort of like when the governor of New York's wife back in the 80s curtsied to Queen Elizabeth. It would have just, I think, sent a very confusing message.
Okay, Jackie Lydon, founder of The Seams, an occasional series on fashion as culture on NPR. We're going to make a link to The Seams Facebook page at hereandnow.org. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Lisa.